Blog Talk Radio.
How would you like an excellent selection of truly good books? Books that deal with many of life's most common and difficult circumstances. And books that offer a positive resolution, or a happy ending. Not only for the characters in the stories, but maybe even yourself, if you find that you've been facing similar circumstances. 5-star rated books by acclaimed author Dominique Wilkins. Good books for good people seeking life's answers based on Scripture. Find out more about these heart-gripping stories and download our free app at authordwilkinsgoodbooks.com.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And hello, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could be on with us. Ty Webb is making his first appearance on the program today to talk to us not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that with the world. You guys are getting ready to hear his single, Show Me the Way. It's a powerful single that I think will speak to you no matter where you are. We'll be right back with our conversation with Ty Webb. Stay with us.
Guess what? It's time to say goodbye now, 'cause you can never tie me down to religious things. Give up, I'm never turning back now, not standing in the background, 'cause I'm on my way. So what? My dress a little short now, am I supposed to be now? Forgive and praise. And so what? My hair really cut low, I'm more for an afro. Dress of praise, it means more than a dollar to me, 'cause you holler and scream, that don't change a thing. All of those, the thousand needs, you're one more.
would show me the way here on Conversations Live. As I said, Ty Webb is making his first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about his ministry of music, but what it's been like for him to share inspiring messages such as this. Ty, hello to you, and welcome to Conversations Live.
Thank you. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, doing really good, man. Thanks a lot for being on with us. The single, again, is called Show Me the Way, an inspiring message, I think, that kind of helps us to remember that it doesn't really matter what man thinks. It really is about being led by God and allowing him to kind of direct our steps. What has it been like for you to kind of take that message into your own life, Todd, that it's not really about the way that man sees you, but the way that God sees you that's important?
Well, it was very difficult at first because, you know, I spent most of my life actually trying to, you know, appease, if you will, man, and you know, make sure that I did all the right things and make sure everybody liked me and loved me. And the Holy Spirit just arrested me and said, hold up. If everybody loves you and if you're not different, if you don't stand out from the crowd, then something's not right. You really need to check your relationship with me. And so, you know, once I started to really, you know, just check my relationship with God and, you know, and began to really want to have a relationship with him and please him, it just became more and more obvious that, you know, it's not about this walk is not about man or what man thinks about me or, you know, how he feels about me, but ultimately the way God views me as his child.
Right. Now, you said something that's important because it's not easy, though, in the world that we live in, Ty, to get to that place. We live in a world where, you know, it almost has to be about us. I mean, that's the way that the world, you know, makes us feel as though, you know, this is about us. It's about being, you know, being the best at everything, and, you know, and it does matter what people say. You know, how did you get to this place? I mean, how did you get to a place, you know, where you are comfortable enough in your own skin to know that, you know, it's nice to be complimented, it's nice to be, you know, appreciated for your gift, but that's not the main thing that we should be looking for?
I got to that place by just prayer and just seeking God's face and asking him, like what is this all truly about, you know, and what is my life supposed to mean in this earth? Am I supposed to be a part of everything that's going on, or is your word true? Did you set me apart? And if you set me apart, show me how to live my life, whereas I can get to a place where what a man says and what they think does not affect me, and that I can move forward with you and move forward knowing that Christ died, and that's my mission, is to preach Christ died. And at the end of the day, that's all that truly matters. It, you know, like I said, it wasn't an easy place to get to because you still have to fight against the flesh. You know, you have to fight against those things, and you have to fight against thoughts, and you have to fight against, well, what is this person going to think? What is my family members going to say? You know, they're going to think, oh, he thinks he's this, he thinks he's that. And so you have to, once you get past all of that, I think it's fairly easy to just, you know, really focus on what your purpose is in life. But it wasn't an easy task to actually get to the point where it's, you know, blocking everything else out and, you know, and just focusing on God. I actually, you know, posted something on one of my statuses the other day, and it said, you know, when you have tunnel vision, you know, for God, you know, everything else around you will become clearer. And I think that's just so important because if we truly focus on him and we stay focused on him, then he'll make all those other things, you know, very clear to us and, you know, what we're supposed to do and other little things that man say or man do won't affect us as much as it, you know, that it would if we were just carnal.
Right. Well, you know, it's obvious that music is your thing, Ty. That is the way that you are being able to, I mean, to share your gift with the world, to be able to share a message with the world. Have you always known that music was going to be the way that people got to know you or the way that God was going to use you to be able to spread a message?
Not really. I knew that I loved writing since I was about 13 years old, so I knew that I knew how to write songs. I just never thought that, you know, it would actually, you know, this would actually be, you know, what I would be doing or actually doing it for God, actually. Because, you know, when you first start out and you realize that you have a little gift that, you know, whatever, everybody wants to do the, you know, the R&B thing and they want to be famous and it starts out that way. But I think that as you mature and as we get older, at least for me, as I got older, I started to realize that the gift I have was not made for me, but it was just to glorify God and earth. But I did not know originally that music was going to be my life.
Well, here it is, and now we're all able to enjoy it. Ty Webb, again, everyone, is our guest. We're talking to him not only about his journey in music, but the ministry he's been able to share through music. The single you guys heard here is Show Me the Way. It's available right now on Amazon.com, as well as your other online retailers that you normally go to. Amazon, of course, is our partner here at Conversations Live. You guys can get it there. Make sure you guys not only get the single, but also leave a message, too. Let people know what your thoughts are about it. When people hear the single Show Me the Way, Ty, I shared on Amazon my thoughts, but what do you hope people take away from the song when they hear it?
Well, the ultimate goal is to let people know that you can have a relationship with God just the way you are. You know, that's nothing that you can actually do in and of yourself to get cleaned up, or as people say, or you know, that's nothing that you can do to make yourself right before God, because Jesus already did that, and that God will meet you right where you are. He'll meet you right where you are, and he'll do all the cleaning. He'll do all the fixing up that you need. And I just want people to walk away with just, you know, be who you are. Search for that relationship with Christ and with God, and he'll make all things new. You know, and I just want them to know that no matter and despite what anybody says or does or try to come against them with, that God is always in their corner, and that God will transform them into who he wants them to be, and not necessarily into who men want to, I think we should be, rather.
Right. I think that's the great message. Again, everyone, Ty Webb is our guest. Show Me the Way is the single. Ty, let our listeners know how they can stay in contact with you and find out more information about you and your music.
Well, I'm on Facebook, of course. I'm on Twitter. My Facebook name is Ty Webb, as you know. I'm on Twitter at TyWebb112. And you guys can just reach out to me that way. And I would love to correspond and hear from you and pray with you. Whatever you need, we're here for. This ministry is actually here for the people. It's not necessarily here to, like I said, impress others, but we're here for people, God's people, those people that are hurting, those people that may not be able, you know, to go to church or whatever the case might be. So you guys can reach out to me on Twitter, you know, send me tweets. I do tweet back. I don't get a chance to get on that often, but I will tweet you back. If you Facebook me, request me as a friend on Facebook, you can reach me there. And, yeah.
All right. So, Ty, man, congratulations to you, and we appreciate you staying with us. Our first segment ran over here on the radio side, but we're glad that we can be able to join you. For any of our listeners that came in late on the online side, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. Our conversation here will be available as a recording there. Just go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com, or if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's available there as well. So, Ty, it goes without saying, you're welcome back here anytime, man. We'd love to stay in contact with you.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me, man. You know, I love you. I love the show, and just keep doing the great work.
We appreciate that, man. We definitely love the work that you're doing as well. And for our listeners out there, we thank you all for tuning in. Until our next segment, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you guys take out time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.